Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Oh yeah, he's back. The crack of the bat, the ping of the crossbar, and the roar of the crowd. We cover everything you want to talk about. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. And to Canadian sports fans around the world, welcome to Canada's only live morning sports talk show, The Rod Peterson Show. I'm your host, Rod Peterson. And we're in the bunker here for the rollout for Flooring Superstores. We've got Darren the Dupes DuPont with us and Derek the Duke Myers. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
That's a lot of D's. This is a D-rate.
That's right.
A D-rated show.
Double D's.
Oh, boy.
Wednesday, January the 29th, as we get rolling on Bell Let's Talk Day. And we're going to be rolling out on the program today the quick six show topics. And I'll tell you about the guests in a moment. It hasn't been a frenzied morning per se, but it's been a busy morning. Had a great time down at Pure Country, 92.7, Regina's Pure Country, talking Bell Let's Talk with Brandon there on the mornings. And then I went over to the ledge, within the speed limit, I went to the legislature and met with a couple of our good friends. MLAs, Warren Kading, Minister of Health, Jim Ryder. We're talking about mental health. We're talking about addiction recovery in this province. And then got up here to talk sports with you guys.
Wow.
So it's been a busy day already.
You're going to need a nap.
By noon, I'll be ready for a nap. Yeah. Yes. Coming up on the program today, in terms of our guests, Canada's best guests are right here, too, don't you know? Grey Cup champion Avon Coburn, star CFL running back and former CFL coach. He'll be joining us. I think he's in Florida is where he's hanging his hat now. So maybe we can talk some Super Bowl 54 with him. West Virginia, Clark tells me in my ear. Well, I was close. Torrey Gurley, our NFL insider, will be with us to talk Super Bowl 54. The ageless Don Hewitt from CTV and NHL veteran Rich Sutter. We welcome all of your comments as we roll on the Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777, and on the Facebook wall. Everybody's up and at them. They're having coffee, checking in from wherever they're watching from today. Thank you, Sean. Writing in says, Rod doing God's work. I'm just pulling on the rope, Sean. Thank you for noticing. It's good work. What?
Just the one-liners that I've already heard this morning before and now.
What was the other one before the show?
That
was
some reference.
2X rated?
To a dog.
Oh, yeah. I think we can say it. We're on Facebook. We can say it.
Feel quite free to say it.
Somebody wrote
you
in.
Set it up.
Yeah. Somebody from Prince George wrote to Clark. It's Jeremy Corrigan. He watches the show every day. He's from Prince George Television. And he said, why is Rod going on Pure Country? So Clark put that to me. And I said, tell him for the same reason a dog licks his nuts. Because he can.
I quite honestly, and then you looked at me and you're like, what? Don't tell me you never heard that. I had never heard that one.
You never
either.
No, that was fresh.
That's an old milestone line.
Well, yes, I'm sure it is. But
quick six show topics before we get into what you guys are up about. Super Bowl 54, of course, 49ers Chiefs will be giving away two tables today at our Ballers Rod Peterson Show Super Bowl party. Two tables today, but you gotta get the trivia answer right, so have your texting fingers ready. Two, Battle of Alberta tonight, Oilers, Flames. Get the popcorn ready. That will be our poll question, which we're going to get to in a moment. Point three, how about Eddie Belfour?
I know.
So sad.
You know what? I wanted to make fun of it, and then I took a second, and it's a little tragic. It sucks.
20 years ago,
yes,
you could laugh at what he did. It's 20 years later. Yeah. I feel bad for the guy.
There's more going on there, I believe.
Yeah, and let's not forget the Kinsman Dinner in Saskatoon. He's one of the guest speakers.
Is he really?
So people are writing me from Saskatoon, and I'm going to be part of that program up there, the Mass Men of Hockey. They're like, well, Eddie Belfour is out. And I'm like, I don't think so. Daron Carter was arrested the day before in Saskatoon, and he spoke at the dinner. So I don't think that'll be a problem with Ed Belfour. I hope not, anyways.
What a great dinner. Marty Brodeur.
It's the biggest one in the province.
Marty Brodeur.
Yearly. Marty Brodeur.
Johnny Athens has a Marty Brodeur signed jersey. You know how I know that?
He told you.
Sold it to him.
Grant Fear, Bernie Perrant, Glenn Hall. Unless anybody from Saskatoon knows otherwise, and those guys from the Kinsman Dinner, I talk to them all the time. They haven't said that Eddie Belfour won't be there. I'm sure Eddie will be. I sure hope so. Point four, the NLL Business Summit is going on in Las Vegas right now. And this Saturday, San Diego plays Colorado in the first ever neutral site NLL game in Vegas. Did you know that?
Wow.
And how about San Diego? If you are a SEAL season ticket holder, they're giving free hotel rooms to all their fans from San Diego coming to Vegas for
Holy
the game.
Holy shnikes.
That is fan appreciation.
Wow. No kidding.
That's good marketing. And is there a place that, would be more tailor-made for the NNL than Las Vegas?
Not at all.
That is a perfect, that's a match made in heaven. Las Vegas and the NNL. Oh,
I know.
Fan bus for the rush.
Going to Vegas, yeah.
Oh, man.
How about a fan plane?
Yeah.
Not so big on the bus miles. I did, by the way, book my trip to Vegas. My brother Lee and I are going to Las Vegas.
When?
In February. You saw it on my Instagram story.
I did, but I've meant to ask you when you were going.
Gary Lawless hooked it all up. Lawless and I, he's probably watching right now, got a stain at the Palms, got the Golden Knights rate. And he says to me, what's your brother all about? What's his deal? I know the other guy, Reed. What's this guy? I said, he's a cowboy and he's an old hockey player. This is right down his alley, Gary.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, good. Well, we're going to come out with a team after the games. And I don't know why all these good things are happening to me. I'm just incredibly grateful to go down to Golden Knights games and hang out for 4 days. Oh, and here's, I texted Ray Elgard. I said, I'm coming to Vegas.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Coming to some games. I expect to see you.
Yeah.
And he wrote me back, I'll be here. Send.
Hey, talk to Lawless because I'm going down there at the end of April. So just in case they're in the playoffs, put in a good word for me.
Sure.
I haven't seen him since a Grey Cup here. And things, I think, were a little foggy at the press
2013?
Box. I think that was the last time
it's been a while.
Saw it. Yeah, it was a little...
Oh,
it was thick.
Here we go, by the way. I'm reading this. Sean, sporting my Aginla jersey today and can't wait. Oh, Battle of Alberta. Let's keep rolling. Point five, rider training camp in Regina. We can talk about that a little bit. Disappointed for the people in Saskatoon, but riders will be back there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Point six, we heard yesterday that the Bombers released Matt Nichols, finding out in the last 24 hours that he asked for his release after they signed Zach Calero. So we can kick that around for a while. Garnet watching in North Battleford this morning. He says, Rod and Darren, let's all be more tolerant and kind to each other. Polarization is just negativity. Hashtag Bell, let's talk. For sure. But let's hold hands and sing Kumbaya doesn't necessarily work in the sports talk realm. So I always, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Woosa, calm. Who wants to watch a yogi for 2 hours with that? So this is a little bit about entertainment and stuff, right?
Yeah.
We can still treat each other well, but...
Oh, yeah. We have to.
And Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions, that's Darnell and Roxanne. They're watching from Saskatoon. Good morning, guys. A day in the office, so I get to watch the show live. Hi, Darnell. We got Wendell Clark's watching from Saskatoon. Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill says, good morning. Doyle, the manager, was all in a panic. He couldn't get it on the TVs in there.
Oh, no.
But clearly he's got it now. So as I say, good morning, Saskatoon. That's where we're number one. Regina, wakey, wakey. All our sponsors are in Saskatoon.
I know.
It's okay.
Enough about me. Darren, you look a little ruffled this morning.
Do I?
You don't have enough mousse in your hair.
Maybe that's it.
He did not have his general bounce when he came up the stairs
this
morning.
He hasn't. No, what's wrong with you?
It was
a late night.
You don't have enough lead in your pencil.
It was a late night, Saskatoon. And it wasn't a great trip home, to be honest. It was foggy and raining. And
can be a bad highway.
Roads weren't great, so stopped a couple of different times. And that took it slow. Made it home.
Plus, the game went to overtime.
And the game went to overtime.
Blades so won.
Did all of that and ended up taking a little sleep. And I wanted to, I don't know if you saw my tweet last night, but.
Which one?
The Blades, it was a bit of a sleeper of a game. It was a Tuesday game, right? 1-0 after 40 minutes.
They beat Victoria 4-3, by the way, in overtime.
And Victoria scores to go up 2-0. And then all of this happens in 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Martin Fascaruta scores a goal. Then Colin McInnes makes a save on a shorthanded breakaway, which sets up Fascaruta to score 2 more goals, complete the natural hat trick, 2 minutes and 20 seconds. So it had me thinking, when's the fastest natural hat trick of all time in the Western Hockey League? So I looked it up, found it.
This is nuts.
24 seconds apart, 3 goals, 1 guy. Jim Harrison, Estevan Bruins, December 4th, 1966 in Estevan against the Regina Pats. He scored his goals at 1931, 1944, and 1955, all in the final minute, to beat Regina 6-5.
None of them empty netters.
They were down two goals.
That doesn't surprise me.
Down two goals.
I know Jim. I have a story about Jim Harrison, actually. That's pretty cool that you would say that. When I was with the Estevan Bruins, it wasn't for long, trust me. But in the spring, they had a spring camp, and Jim Harrison was the coach. Had a pretty good camp, and Jim said, "We got a spot for you next fall. Have a great summer. Train yourself hard, and you'll be an Estevan Bruin next fall." And I thought, awesome, can't wait. He gets fired in the summer, never hear from them again.
You're like Rudy.
And Neil Little ended up being their goalie, who went on to the National Hockey League that next season. That was my first brush with, you can't take somebody at their word. Not that he lied, but you just never know how things are going to turn out. And I was 16 years old. That same guy, Jim Harrison. Wow. Really good guy.
Cool story.
Did you get in a fight in that spring camp?
I was a goalie. Yeah. No.
But the reason I asked that is because you were a goalie. Everybody fought at the Estevan Bruins spring camp. I thought maybe even the goalies got at it.
No, but I do remember this. I was in a Humboldt Broncos camp with Donnie Clark was the coach, and Ian MacDonnell was the general manager. I only remember because he cut me. But there were fights, same thing. And I just remember this, that from the other end of the ice. Yeah. I'm like, wow, these guys really want to make this team.
Yes.
You know, so it sounds different at ice level. Actually, sounds like something. You don't really hear it up in the crowd. But hey.
Those spring camps were an experience.
One, K-Dog is watching today, and he says, Rod, already switching from the Oilers to the Golden Knights. Two overrated teams. Bit of a lateral move. Go Flames.
Oh,
K-Dog, I've had just about enough of your bunk. What have the Flames done for 30 years? Nothing. I know the Oilers haven't either, but the Flames have no room.
My favorite all-time
and
joke.
I'm just, hang on. And with the Golden Knights, here's where I am in my life, is, listen, NHL teams, what are you going to do for me?
Mercenary.
Right. The Oilers haven't done much for me, so, hey.
They showed you a pretty good time at Christmas time.
That was more Bell.
Yeah.
That was more Bell Media than the Oilers. Yeah, I don't have a problem with the Oilers. I have a problem with the Flames. We all know why.
What's the difference?
But as far as Vegas, when they call you up and say, come down and hang out for a couple days, which if you saw the story yesterday, my brother inserted himself into this trip, which is fine, but I hadn't even run it by. I hadn't even mentioned it to my wife yet. And she goes, if you're just going to go down there and hang around the ring for 4 days, just go with your brother and we'll take another trip another time. And I'm like, that's why I love you. Because that's all we're going to do is hang around the ring for 4 days. And that's why I said to Gary, this is right down my brother's alley. This is exactly what we'd want to do. So anyways, this is the rollout for Flooring Superstores. You had a point you wanted to make?
What's the difference between the Calgary Flames and a bra?
Bra has two cups.
It's one of my favorite all-time jokes.
Come on, everybody. Give us your best Calgary Flames jokes. This is an Oilers show and will be for the foreseeable future.
And a Golden Knights show in February.
Derek, you have news. Congratulations. Breaking news from Derek Myers.
Yeah. Well, last night it was announced that I will be the candidate for the Saskatchewan Party in Walsh Acres come October 26th.
Kudos.
In the provincial election. Yeah. So the work starts now. So consider this campaigning.
This doesn't hurt.
No, it does not hurt. And I appreciate it every week coming on here and talking with you guys, more so that I just get to see my boys. But it is very exciting news. It's been something that's been literally 3 years in the making since I sat down with Tina Beaudry-Miller and we discussed this and I decided to leave Global. So it's been a long process to get this far, but nothing is won yet. There's no victory speeches. This is just kind of step one and we're off and rolling. So yeah, I'll be in Walsh Acres a ton on your doorsteps. You got questions, concerns, anything? Get a hold of me. I'm not hard to find. I'm on Facebook, Twitter.
You'll field the complaints.
I'll take it all.
See, here's the interesting thing. Grady Schuett, who you would know from the Wascana.
Of course.
Golf and Country Club. He writes, congrats, D.
Thanks, buddy.
Or as they let you call you out there, Mizey.
Yes.
I will say congratulations. I'm very proud of you, by the way. And you know that you have my support. And the funny thing about these, I'm not a politico. I try not to be a politico. I also understand it ticks off half your audience if you get into politics.
Sure.
So I really try to stay away from all politics.
Of course.
But these Sask Party guys, Ken Cheveldayoff by name, obviously Brad Wall and that crew before, and now Jim Ryder and Scott Moe and all these guys. I say, guys, I don't know. I'm not into politics, and I don't like politicians. And they laugh. They're like, just come on. Come hang out with us.
Yeah.
And they are just good guys. They're all farmers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, you're not, but you're a small town guy.
I spent the first 18 years of my life on the farm. There's no question about that. And to be honest, I think everybody that gets into it for the right reasons. You know, you're trying to be a part of the solution, trying to be a part of the future, trying to make this a better place. And certainly, you know, this is home for me, and I want it to be as good as possible, and that's a big reason why I'm doing it.
So. I'm so glad to hear you say that, because I thought I would get into this with Pure Country today. We didn't have time, but I'm going to be on there a lot, by the way. Pure Country, you see the mug here, 92.7. But I had opportunities in the last year to leave. I don't want to leave. This is my home. This is where my friends and family are. This is where I've been working on the air for the last 30 years. Why should I have to leave if I don't want to leave? I want to make a difference here. So yeah, you say the same thing, and you're doing it in a different way, but we can all do it together.
That's a great point, Rod. Not everybody. This isn't the life for everybody, and I know that. And I've had people say, well, maybe you should, you know, be on a board or do that. This is the life for me. I mean, on my grade 6 report card, Derek could do amazing things if he would ever just shut up. Well, now I'm hoping not to shut up and still do those amazing things. But everybody does it in their own way, which is best suited for them. And obviously for you, this is what you're doing, especially with the recovery hour and things like that. That's where you can make an impact. This is where I hope to make my impact.
I love it. We're all on the same team.
And we all are. I mean, my God, we all live in Regina. We all live in Saskatchewan. It is literally become one of the best places in the world to live, I think.
Well, with the weather like this, the only bad part's the weather, but it's around zero right now, and I can handle that.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, from our social media advisor, Tyler Dacu, he writes in, if elected, will you officially change your title to the Duke of Walsh Acres?
I'll probably have to run that by Russ Morasti, the lieutenant governor. I don't know if you could just go ahead and give yourself a royal title like that. But unofficially, I suppose we could.
Just put it on the business card.
I suppose we could.
My brother texting, by the way, congrats to Duke.
Hey, thanks so much.
This is from Lee, my newest traveling partner.
Congrats on the trip, Lee.
Yeah, well, my wife thinks it's super cool that my brother and I are going to Vegas for hockey. And I said, I haven't been on a road trip with him since about 1986. And the last time we did was going to probably a team roping jackpot or some rodeo, you know, that he dragged me along with. So now I'm dragging him 30-some years later. Okay, we'll break. This is the rollout for Flooring Superstore. A lot of good news going around today. On the way, Avon Coburn, CFL great. Tory Gurley, our NFL insider, talking Super Bowl. Richie Sutter. Don Hewitt, lots coming up. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital Ford Lincoln. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Trade up on a brand new 2019 F-150 Super Crew 4x4. They're starting at just $34,999 plus tax. That's savings up to 30% off. Plus, get 19% off all remaining new 2019 Ford Escapes. It's time to trade and upgrade at Saskatchewan's largest Ford store, Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Time for a Wednesday morning sports update. For the second year in a row, Robin Silvernagle will represent Saskatchewan at the Scotties Tournament of Hearts. This time on home soil, they defeated Sherry Anderson 8-5 in the Viterra Scotties final in Melville on Tuesday. The rink from Battleford's came in third last year at their first Scotties. This year, it is in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. David Perron scored once in regulation and again in the shootout as the St. Louis Blues beat the Flames 5-4 in Calgary. It's the first shootout victory of the season for the defending Stanley Cup champions. Tonight, the Flames visit the Oilers in UFC 247. Mike Riley scored the go-ahead goal, 8:48 into the third period, and the Ottawa Senators snapped a seven-game road skid with a 5-2 win over the Buffalo Sabres. Kyle Lowry had 12 points and 11 assists while becoming Toronto's career assist leader, and the Raptors beat the Atlanta Hawks 130-114 last night. And Dusty Baker is reportedly working to finalize an agreement to become manager of the Houston Astros. The 70-year-old Baker would become the oldest manager in the big leagues. No kidding. He'd be taking over from A.J. Hinch, who was fired 2 weeks ago after he was suspended for the season by Major League Baseball for his role in Houston's sign-stealing scandal. Who wins in a race, Dusty Baker or Pete Carroll?
Ooh.
I like Pete Carroll. Pete's in pretty good shape.
I know, obviously. But he's almost 72. That's all that I'm saying.
Did you see the race between Gretzky, Pele, and that's been replaying on Twitter lately? Gretzky,
no.
Pele. It's an old one.
Oh, yeah.
That is good. The sports update for Ballers Rec Room. And by the way, let's do it right now. Our first giveaway of the day for a table for four. You and three buddies at the Super Bowl party, the Rod Peterson Show inaugural Ballers Super Bowl party. You have to answer this trivia question. Actually, we're going to give away two at once. Prairie Mobile text line, first to text through with the correct answer, and the first on the Facebook wall if you're watching and you can write in. How many Super Bowls have been played in Miami? Not including this one. How many have been played in Miami? They've hosted more Super Bowls than any other city in the United States. How many is it? Not including this one. Fire us up now, and we'll see you at Ballers on Sunday. By the way, Peanut Butter Pete is writing in, hey, Roddy, en route to Cancun. ¿Cómo estás, Pedro? Travel safe. Do you guys know the answer to that?
I would not have known if you hadn't told me ahead of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't.
Rochelle Montgomery, we have a winner. Rochelle Montgomery of the Regina Riot women's tackle football team. 10.
Rochelle.
You got it. And now, so can you make a note of that, Clark? Rochelle Montgomery?
Got it.
Thank you. And text in as well. Now you know the answer. You need to put your name on the text. 840-8777. 306-840-8777. Listen, I see people are just dying to talk about the Battle of Alberta. And that is our trivia question. That is our poll question today for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. Can you put up the results already, Clark, please? Here's our trivia. Dang, what's wrong with me? Poll question today. How many fights will there be in the Battle of Alberta tonight? Three options. Zero, one fight, or two plus. And right now it's a dead heat split three ways. I will vote zero fights tonight. Doesn't mean I'm not racing home to watch it. Believe me, I will be. Duke, you're an Oilers fan. I haven't even got your take on this whole fracas.
Oh, wow. I'm an Oilers fan, so you know my take. Kachuk's
you're on Cassian's side, yeah.
Kachuk is, I would suspect it can go one of two ways, and this is totally being on the fence about this, but if this is a tight game, zero fights. Like, that division is so bleeping close right now that nobody can afford to do anything dumb. But if this gets to a three-goal game, maybe a four-goal game. Flames played last night, had a tough game, went to overtime. They may be tired. If the Oilers could take advantage of that and maybe get up three, four goals in the third period, two plus. Definitely two plus. Because then the points are out of the way. We could settle the scores. We can get this looked after.
That's a big if.
Yeah. I, being an Oilers fan, believe that the Oilers can get up three goals. They better have their asses up for this game. Division game against your biggest rival. You need the two points. They pissed you off last time. You better be up for this game. And I think they should get up by three goals and then the third period. Yeah, then I do see a scrap. Do I see Kachuk and Cassian going? No way. There's no way that Kachuk's going to drop the mitts with Cassian. That's just not what he does. He's the new Claude Lemieux, and he's not near as tough or
Brad Marchand. He's called himself the next Brad Marchand.
He's not a fighter. And I would never put him, I would never say he's Ken Linsman. He is not even close to being in Ken Linsman's league.
He's going
to
accomplish something.
Who remember the rat.
Accomplish something before even bring that up. I knew people wanted to talk about this all the way in Norway. Trent writes in, Norway calling, let the Battle of Alberta begin. Oilers will win on home ice. He further writes, I hope the renovations at Griffith Stadium brings a new, great atmosphere for football and for future Rider training camps. Anything new on expansion for the NLL? Go Rush. Trent is a huge Rush fan, as are we. There will be an expansion team in Las Vegas. They have not announced it yet, I don't think. There's currently 11 teams in the NLL. They've got a plan to get to 16 within the next 5 years.
Yeah.
And Vegas will be. Maybe that'll be my next play-by-play gig, is the Vegas whatevers. I'd get down with that.
That's cool.
I could get down with that. Yeah, I would have to learn lacrosse first. That's the only thing.
The Vegas Shooters.
That I think would be a cool name?
Shooters, you know, shooting dice.
Can you put up the comment, Clark, here from Ian, our sponsor from Sask Snow Beef? I quite frankly like that one regarding the Battle of Alberta tonight. Ian Crosby from Crosby Holsteins. He's out pulling the teats this morning. Oh, he says, as a Canucks fan, I'm hoping for multiple fights, line brawls, and suspensions tonight.
And injuries.
The Canucks can watch, laugh, and say, yeehaw, boys. I don't think that is a full-scale stage 5 gong show is what he's predicting, and I don't think there'll be even one fight. I don't think there'll be one fight.
We don't see that anymore. Quick shout-out to Kevin Durow. Hurt himself playing rec hockey on the weekend.
Oh, join the club, KD.
He's hurt. He's couched for a little bit here. So
sorry to hear that,
get KD. Better, buddy. Get better. No, there's. When was the last time we saw like a five-alarm, you know, gong
show? In the NHL?
Yeah. I don't even really remember. Like, when was the last good
somebody would have to help me out. None exactly. This year. None this year.
Yeah. It's a rare occurrence when the old days. I did see some people were replaying some old Battle of Alberta stuff back to the 80s, you know, kind of leading up to this. Messier hitting Perry Barazan and absolutely, oh my God.
It was a war. Every time.
It was a different time. And I don't see that happening anymore. That's not the way it goes. And especially right now, like, you could be at first and you're still fighting for a playoff spot. Like, literally in this division right now. It is just so close. You just can't afford that right now.
Yeah, you just can't. I don't know. I'd like to think that there'll be one fight. I think there'll be one just to appease everybody, just to get it out of the way. But, yeah, there won't be any fireworks. I don't think it'll be crazy unless it gets out of hand, like you said.
If you're 3 goals in the third period.
Then I could maybe see it.
I just think, I feel strongly on this. This is not a wishy-washy, I can be convinced either way thing. I was in the barn December 28th to 27th when the Flames flat out embarrassed the Oilers. Yeah, I was there. Tip won't allow them to forget that. This is not about Matthew Tkachuk tonight. Sorry to tell everybody, including Matthew Tkachuk. And I just can't see the Oilers getting up that much on the Flames. They're not that much better of a team. They did it against Arizona.
But Calgary played last night. Calgary did play last night.
So what?
They should be tired. That was a. Did you watch any of that game last night?
In St. Louis?
That was a wild game.
You know what?
It was a really wild game. Back and forth. And Talbot was terrible.
To clarify, Ian says he's wishing for a stage 5 gong show, not predicting that. Okay, thank you, Ian. Thanks for straightening that out. We pause the hockey discussion, and we welcome your comments throughout the day. But we're going out on video chat right now. Avon Coburn joins us. He's a longtime friend, a rival at one time with the Montreal Alouettes. Good morning, Avon. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. How are you?
Good. I know you're always doing fantastic. Now, the last I'd heard you, when you left the Riders, you went to Florida. Producer Clark's telling me that you're in West Virginia now. Is that what's going on with you?
Yeah, so I'm in West Virginia right now. Right now, I'm actually have a financial services business. I'm actually working for the YMCA, and I'm actually about to start selling mortgages as well. So I got my hand in everything financial service-wise. But I'm in Charleston, West Virginia.
Good for you, Avon, and there's no doubt that you're going to be a success. You are a success in whatever you do. You've always been a success. But do you have your hand in football at all just simply because you've got so much to offer? I got to think you do.
You know what? I don't, man. I mean, it's funny. I was just so burnt out. I mean, I left Winnipeg abruptly because I was just burnt. I've been doing this since I was 14 in football. I just said, I just need to change. I need to do something different. And I left abruptly. I just had to get out. And now I just started watching football again this year.
Well, you know, it's funny. Nick Lewis is watching and he says he's a Mountaineer. All I can assume is once a Mountaineer, always a Mountaineer.
100% of the time. That's the only football that I've watched consistently was the West Virginia games, but I just got away from it because I was just so burnt out. It took so much out of me.
Well, you know what? You've mentioned that a few times, and if you don't mind, explain how that happened. And the reason I bring it up, Nick was here on the air just Monday in this chair talking about how Kevin Glenn turned down two coaching jobs this year because the pay wasn't there and it wasn't worth it for the hours required. Talk about what that experience was for you being a CFL assistant coach.
Well, you know, it was phenomenal. So, I mean, I had some great head coaches that I was under. Some of the assistant coaches the coordinators that I played under were phenomenal. Some not so phenomenal, but at the same time, I mean, I learned a whole lot, but I mean, it wasn't really about the money because I left, you know, making more money to take less money because I just needed to get away. I mean, eventually, you know, it came back, but it's one of those things, man, where you, for me, I just was like, I have to just do something different. Or, cause I mean, I was waking up every day and I don't want to turn this into this type of show.
I mean, no, it's fine. I asked a question and I get you. I'm just wondering what your experience was. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, my experience, I mean, firstly it was great, but then it just became purgatory. You know what I mean? It was like, oh my God, I got to get up and go to work. And I'm like, well, you got to do that. It's not worth it. I got kids. I got a wife, and she's miserable because I'm miserable, and I can't live like that.
No, I understand it, but I also knew that she was in Florida with your kids, and you were up here. She was down there. That comes with its own set of stress. But having said that, you were on the Chamberlain staff, and that was a heck of a lot of fun, right? I mean, talk about your time with the Riders.
I mean, so the Riders, I mean, that organization is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, a lot of people talk about it as being the mecca of the CFL of football. And I couldn't understand what they were talking about until I went. That organization is top notch. I mean, there are a lot of, you know, I played for Winnipeg. They were pretty good. But I would say as far as, you know, top notch as far as CFL, I don't think it gets any better than Winnipeg. I mean, than Saskatchewan. Chaim was super smart. I mean, he was ahead of his time. I mean, I enjoyed every moment of coaching with him because he taught me. I mean, I think I'm older than him, but he's been in the game so much longer than me. I mean, he just knew so much more about the game than I did. And it was just a joy just to learn. And then it just, you know, once I felt like I wish I could have stayed with him, but we was terrible the next year. And he got fired. So I wish I could have got back with him. But you know, working with the Riders, I mean, that whole organization is top notch, first class. I mean, I from top to bottom, I think that was probably my best as far as like comfort wise in the CFL.
Yeah, well, now you understand why beating us in those Grey Cups was like a knife to the heart. And
what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, thanks. You know what? Mine's in my car. Hang on. I remember, Avon, but this is how outspoken you are. Do you remember Edmonton Grey Cup 2010 and you were complaining about the hotel accommodations for the Alouettes?
I remember that.
Do you remember that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Which I thought was hilarious, by the way, that you would do that. But so you now understand how much it hurt us and where that rivalry was born from, Riders and Alouettes, once you saw it from the other side.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I mean, you guys, I mean, you take care of your players, you take care of your coaches. I mean, it's top notch from top to bottom as far as, you know, the accommodations that you guys did have, you know, at that Grey Cup as opposed to what we did. It was crazy. I mean, I was just blown away. You know what I mean? We were in kitchens in cold tubs, like, you know, in sinks. It was ridiculous. You know what I mean? It's like that really pissed me off, to be honest.
I can tell. You went out and proved it on Sunday in the game.
A decade
ago. Go ahead, Derek.
Yeah. Avon, I know you mentioned one of the only things you watch anymore is West Virginia, the Mountaineers. Shout out to Lance Frazier, one of my favorite all-time Riders, a good West Virginia guy. Why is it, and the difference between, you played a lot of ball up here in Canada, what's the difference between guys having so much support for their colleges down there and college being such a major part of their lives, and you see it in the stadiums and the fans, But we don't quite have that up here in Canada. Why do you think there's that difference?
That's a great question. And I don't know. I think as far as like players wise, why they have that support is because one, it's I think it's a fact that when you go somewhere and you put you put all your work into building up where you are, and then I mean it's the camaraderie. That's a great question. You kind of stumped me because I'm trying to think, you know, why do we love, like, I love West Virginia. Like, WVU is like, you know, if they call me and say, you know, I want you to come coach again, I would truly consider it. However, you know, the CFL, I'm like, because I just
and
don't feel like.
And I don't think you're like, the only one like that.
I just don't feel like the I don't know. That's a great question. I'm trying to figure it out.
Pardon me. If I could interject. We were doing a show, Avon, in Houston last month, and we had Rice University wide receivers coach Mike Kershaw with us, and I asked him that.
Yeah.
And he said, because in places like Auburn and Clemson, Tuscaloosa, they don't have an NFL team. This is their NFL. They have the population, right, but they don't have the NFL team. Would that resonate with you? Would you agree with that?
No, because I mean, well, for me, I'm just saying, for me, like in WVU, we didn't have a team, but that's not why I love the Mountaineers. Right. You know what I mean? I love the Mountaineers. I don't know why. I haven't never thought about why I love them the way I do. I mean, obviously, it was my alma mater. They chose me. I mean, it's a sentimental, you know, I tore my ACL and then they allowed me to still come and play for them. Yeah. And I had success and, you know, all the guys. But, you know, as far as the CFL, I mean, don't get me wrong, I do love Montreal. But is it the same as if West Virginia's playing Montreal, I'm going to go for West Virginia 100% of the time.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't even think it's a CFL. Like, you see players showing up at bowl games, you know, when USC is playing, you see these guys come back, or you see guys always gravitate back to their college. And I just wonder why each individual, where that passion comes from. But like you said, you wouldn't consider coaching, but if the Mountaineers called, you might think about it. And I just always find that very, very interesting. Thanks, Avon.
Avon, by the way, you mentioned the only football you're watching is the Mountaineers NCAA. Are you following what's going on in Montreal, your old team, just the dips that they've had? And now they really seem to be on the up.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually fun to watch. I mean, I followed through John Bowman mostly. But I watched the Grey Cup as well. Every time it comes on, I mean, it's funny because I know somebody that's in either coaching or playing still that's in the game. So. So I watch the CFL as well, but it's not a burning thing like it was before. Like maybe it's because I can't do it anymore. And nobody likes to be told what they can't do, especially me. But I think that's why, but I do follow the CFL, especially the Grey Cups and Bowman, he always got some stuff on Facebook and, you know, I'm like, okay, well, let me find a game. I mean, I don't follow how I normally would, but yeah, what they're doing over there is actually, I think it's great. I mean, because, I mean, that's kind of where, you know, where it all started for me. It's kind of like that thing, like that's, you know, I'm always going to have a piece of them more than anybody else because that's where it started for me up in Canada. But I love what they're doing. I mean, I don't know who their running back was. He was kind of, I don't know. I always kind of compare all of them to me. I'm like, he's not as good as me.
Well, William Stanback?
He's okay. Yeah, Stanback. He was up and down for me.
I liked him. They had a tough time bringing him down. He's with the Raiders now, as you know. Hey, before we let you go, Avon, what's your Super Bowl pick?
I would say I'm going to go with the Chiefs. They're just so fast. It reminds me of the Montreal offense. Like, we just had offense was just phenomenal, but their defense is good too. So,
Good stuff. Well, Avon, I'll say this. When the Riders, when Chain brought you over, I'm like, oh, great, we're getting this loudmouth, and this guy, he's ungrateful, this. And then I got to know you. Super guy. But, hey, you wear your heart on your sleeve, and I know a few people like that. So I appreciate your time today, Avon, and I hope continued success and blessings here in 2020.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you guys having me.
All right, CFL great Avon Coburn checking in from West Virginia here today. We'll take a timeout. More on those topics with Avon and more. I do want to get your take on the latest CFL 2.0 developments, Duke. Oh, geez. Battle of Alberta tonight. Get back on that train. We'll be back with lots more in a moment. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it, nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Rod Peterson Show, Wednesday morning coffee get together, January 29th, Bell Let's Talk Day. Tweet it, retweet it, whatever you got to do. Kudos to Bell for this initiative. Wayne Grollo's watching in Victoria, BC today. Says, all the players you bring on to interview end up being good guys. They were always good guys. You're just getting to know them now. That's all. Actually, is that fair?
Coburn was one of those guys that was... covering the Riders and covering the Riders beat, and Rod touched on it. He was a little bit public enemy number one. And then he comes here and you get to know him, or you get to meet him, and you get to see another side of him, and you're like, ah, geez, kind of a good guy.
So was Nick Lewis, right?
Hard to not like that guy.
I always liked Nick because you always knew what Nick was about. Calvillo was a guy that really hurt because he was the stinking nicest guy probably in the CFL. He was always, I thought, fantastic.
He was an assassin.
Oh, yes.
But to talk about AC the way I know AC and have gotten to know him pretty well over the years, nice. He's classy.
He'll
rip your throat out.
Well, yeah.
Is that nice?
Maybe not nice.
He's not Mr. Dress-Up.
Yeah.
But that's his job. But I just thought just watching him deal with the media and the people and just everything, he just was a pro's pro, and he was so fantastic to deal with. And then the one guy that every Rider fan hates to hear that he's a good dude is Tony Gabriel.
Right.
I mean, just good. Remember when we met him in 2010 in that parking lot party or whatever the hell that was in Edmonton?
It was foggy out that night.
But we met Gabriel, and I'm like, oh, God. He's just so nice. This just sucks all around.
I had told that story that we did a dinner in Moose Jaw together.
Yes, he was
same
there.
Same thing. Tony Gabriel was there, and he just doesn't understand why Ryder fans hate him so much, because he's like, I was just doing my job.
Yes,
you're saying the
course.
Same thing about AC. I'm just saying with AC, because I have been around him enough away from the stadium, being a nice guy, I was not the first thing that comes to mind for me. Classy, yes.
Classy, sure. That's maybe better.
But he would run you over in a second if there was a first down behind
you. Well, that's what made him the most prolific passer in pro football.
You got to respect that, right?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Checking in as we roll along here from Dion Langevin. He says, hello from rainy Cranbrook, BC. Good morning, Dion. Say hi to all my family out there, please. I miss going out there with the Pats.
That was one of your favorite spots, wasn't it?
I love Cranbrook so much. It's a beautiful part of the world.
Speaking of, just a little bit of an offshoot, but I had never met the voice of the Victoria Royals before, Marlon.
Marlon Martins.
Yeah.
He's a beauty.
And I said, you know, Marlon, Darren Dupont, nice to meet you. You know, we've never met. You don't come out here that often, right, with the Victoria Royals. He's like, oh, no, great to meet you. He's like, you look really familiar. And so trying to connect the dots because we never met. And he's like,
Jason Sudeikis.
The Shaw games. Oh, or that. But he's thinking the TV games, the league games. Like, did you work for the league? I'm like, well, I did the TV games. And he's like, and there's something else too. I'm like, well, I'm doing a show with Rod. He's like, that's it too. He's like, Rod Peterson. He's like, I'll never forget. We were in Regina for a game on a road trip and bus left. And I walk out, bus is gone. I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? Beep, beep, car pulls up beside, window rolls down. You need a lift? And it's Rod Peterson. So you gave him a lift to the hotel. That was back in like 06, he says.
Wow.
Way back before there was texting. He's like, I would have texted the team. He's like, no, didn't go to the meal, just back to the
Interesting.
Hotel. Interesting. He's like, oh yeah, Rod had my back way back when. So
strangest ride you've ever given back to the hotel.
Don Narcisse.
Yeah.
Oh. How much time do we have? Several. Yeah, several.
Narco.
I'm trying to remember what time of day it is and what's our audience. Well, Narcisse, it wasn't a bad one, but it was my first season as voice of the Riders. It was 1999. You have to understand, I grew up as a Rider fan,
of course,
like all of you.
Yes, yes.
Well, Don came to the Riders in 1987, so he'd been with the team for...
Ever.
9, 10 years before that. I mean, I loved Don Narcisse. He didn't know who... This was training camp my first year. He had no idea who I was.
Right.
And it was 1999. I was driving a 1995 Ford Mustang, the first year of the new body, the new model, right?
Yeah.
Sports car. And there was an event downtown that I had to go cover, and Don was the guest speaker, and he's like, shoot, I'm late. You know Narco and the way he talks.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, man, can you give me a ride? Yes. And so he jumps in my car, and the whole way down, I'm just staring at him. I couldn't believe Don Narcisse was in my car.
Couldn't take a selfie. It was pre-selfie.
That was somewhat awkward. Not in a bad way.
No.
But you got your hero. He's always been my favorite American rider.
Yeah.
Jeff Fairholm's always been my favorite Canadian rider.
Okay.
And he's become a good friend, too. But here's Don on the Riders in my car. I can't believe it.
And you're like 22 years old.
I was 25,
okay. Wow.
26.
Yeah.
But I was coming home from a sports banquet in Plenty, Saskatchewan one night. You guys have probably heard this story.
Homer? Is that where Homer's from?
Yeah, Homer's from there. Probably listening right now. And it was Scott Schultz, Don Narcisse, and I in a limo. Our manager, Joe Broken Toe, Joe 747 Adams, 747 Gunnis, who lives in Moose Jaw, had lined up a limo for us to take us up to Plenty. It's 5 hours away from here. Home of Kelly McCrimmon, by the way. And on the way home, it was in the middle of winter. And if you've ever been to Plenty, there's a lot of low roads, not the raised grids.
Okay.
No ditch. It's like driving through a field, these roads up there. And there was a Pontiac Sunfire pulled over at 2 a.m., stuck in a snowbank. So we told the driver, stop, we got to help this guy. So we jump out, and here's this guy wearing a rider hat.
No.
And he's like, trying to get out. Scott Schultz, Don Narcisse, and I jump underneath the hood.
Nobody believe him. Nobody believe him.
The guy was like... about that.
One time in a snowbank.
So that's pretty awkward.
His jaw's on the ground. You're like, hit the gas.
Exactly. Now's not a time.
That's fantastic.
It was pretty quiet. It was pretty cold, too. Chris Cooper writes in from Southern Ontario. Clark, he says, I would love to see a couple of my favorite rider greats from the 70s on the show if possible. Rhett Dawson, Krista France, and Joey Walters. Can you get on that? On it. He's on it. Do they have Twitter?
Loved Krista France.
And LinkedIn? Because that's how Clark gets a hold of these guys.
He's relentless.
I think. He is totally relentless. I get it all the time. The guests of the show are what makes it great. I get that. That's yes. Clark. Give him the credit for it. Man. So I got a guy, my mind's racing now. And that's what's fun about this show. It's not all serious all the time. I just got a new vehicle not that long ago from Capital GMC. Thank you. It's a GMC Terrain. I love it. And it doesn't have satellite radio in it. So I've been listening to Pure Country the whole time, which they really loved. I was telling them this morning. But I was telling a gym buddy of mine, Gary, about my old vehicle. I said, I'm okay with giving it up back to Leach.
Yeah.
But I said, the people I've had in that vehicle, Henry Burris, Ricky Foley, Matthew Barnaby, Andre Waugh, like Tiger Williams, Mick Magoo, bing, 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 like just tons of guys.
If the CIA had you bugged in record, if CSIS.
So so Gary, who is like the funniest guy ever, we just stand in the gym and just tell stories all the time, or we'll work out side by side. But he goes, you should have had them all sign the fender or the dash.
The dash.
And auction it off. When cool. I was done, it would have been the most eclectic group of sports stars ever.
Oh, yeah.
And these are the guys that I drive around to these sports banquets and stuff. It's awesome. Chris Nyland. I didn't have Daryl Sutter in my car. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have got in with me anyways. But when you ask what's the most awkward.
Well, just most interesting, yeah.
That's a whole other show.
Yeah, it is.
That would be a Seinfeld show. What's the one that he has now? What's
yeah, the Comedians in Cars.
Comedians in Cars. Coffee.
Put a camera on the dash.
I will say cool. One of my most interesting quickly is it was a two-hour trip to Mick Magoo.
Take your time.
Mick Magoo down to Estevan. You know, it was always, he's a ref and, you know, he was very bombastic and stuff. And then that 2-hour trip and rest his soul, man. That was awesome. I don't think I said three words on the way down there.
Oh, of course, he's a talker.
It was awesome. Gave Burris a ride once after a Rider game. He was doing Henry things, signing autographs.
Yep.
Hey, can you give me a lift over to the hotel? Yeah, no problem. Next thing I know, there was like six guys. I'm like, Henry, we can't fit the offensive line in my vehicle. Oh no, they'll be okay. You got like six guys piling in there. Like, it's funny those stories that come out, but...
Amazing. Yeah, as a matter of fact, right. It wasn't that long
and
ago.
You've been on so many road trips.
Yeah, it wasn't
guys.
That long ago that Burris and Foley were in my car. Ricky was in the front seat. And it was at the... And so this like one, it was Saudi legitimately... It was in Sedley.
Sedley.
And it was legitimately foggy out to the point where I've lived here almost my whole life. I got lost coming home. It was through the new bypass and everything. Snarl out east of the city. So anyways, Ricky and I are rapping. We hadn't talked for a long time. Henry's in the back seat on his phone, kind of not paying attention. And then like 5 minutes after one topic, Henry sticks his head up between the seats.
Like a little kid.
Did you say da 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 da? Yes, Henry, 5 minutes ago. So these are good times. Man, you really hit me, Will, and I could sit and think of a lot
you'd
of great
have a
stories
million of
in
those.
These. Oh, yeah. I've said many times the best part of my job is calling games, and the second best part is doing dinners like that and getting to know these guys.
Yeah. Yeah. You spent 2 or 3 hours in a car just with you and what
you get to know somebody.
Guy, you know, the Wes Cates, the Henry Burris's, sure. the Ricky Foley's. Because we don't get that access either as a media conglomerate anymore. You don't get really the chance to sit down with these guys and just have a conversation.
Well, here's the wild thing, though.
And, but you know Avon Colbert on here, and people go, man, I never saw that side of him. No, you don't get to see that side of him until you get a chance to sit down with him and spend 2 hours in your cruiser with him.
Yeah, my mind just started racing. Clark, don't put that. Now my mind. Yeah, so Avon asking me about my Grey Cup ring.
I love that he still remembers the hotel situation 10
Avon,
years ago.
And he was ticked off about
like
it.
Like scarred. Like that that left a brand.
Oh, this was the thing. We had a Kinsman dinner a couple years ago. I love the fact that we're into the hundreds of listeners and we're really not talking about anything. A guy said to me, came up, we did a Kinsman dinner, Chris Jones, Paul Coffey, and me. And the guy said to me afterwards, he goes, no offense, but how come you connect with these guys so well? Because you're really nobody compared to them. And I wasn't offended. I guess I was a little bit because I still remember it. But I said to the guy, they're just human beings, man. And they're so used to everybody kissing their ass that if you can just have a conversation with them, because that's the way they want to be treated.
Like one of the guys.
But they're human beings.
Yeah.
They have all the same problems we all do. So yeah. But I will say this. One of my most starstruck moments was on stage with Paul Coffey.
Really?
In Zenon Park. Because growing up, Oiler fan, he was Paul Coffey.
Did he still look good?
To me, looked like $1 million. And I'll never forget.
He's just cool.
He's just cool.
Yeah, he is.
He's absolutely cool. So cool. And so anyways, the Zenon Park, you've done it, right?
Yes, I have. Oh.
It's a...
People from Regina should go to Zenon Park for that.
They
that is a great deal.
They do it different than... The MC gets introduced by... I'm getting introduced by a guy, and I'm the MC.
Awesome.
So the guy's reading off my bio, and then I introduce Paul Coffey, Hockey Hall of Fame, 5-time Stanley Cup winner, blah, 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 everything, right? Coffey comes and sits up on stage and looks at me, and he goes... On the mic, he goes, man, I should be interviewing you. And I'm like, what? Don't make fun of me. And he goes, serious, man. You got a great career. Best-selling author. Great Cups on National Radio. Memorial Cup. This was from Paul Coffey.
Yep.
And he was serious.
Scored 48 goals one year.
Yeah. And then we just went down memory lane of the orders and stuff. And I said, by show of hands in the room tonight, everybody, how many of you have seen the documentary Boys on the Bus? Like four hands went up.
That's
four hands. Coffey looks at me like he was as shocked as me.
That's crazy.
How do you not watch Boys on the Bus? You don't even have to be an Oiler fan to love Boys on the Bus.
Don,
have you seen it, Darren?
Yeah, I've seen it.
So when I worked at Aquila Productions, who made Boys on the Bus, I went and found the beta tapes, and I'm not gonna lie, I burned myself a couple of DVD copies of it one night. I was there late. We used to record every Oilers game, so you'd have to sit there, wait for the first two periods, change the tapes, do. So one night I recorded two versions of Boys on the Bus for myself.
So good.
On the DVD. Oh,
does
man.
Does it exist anywhere?
It's a moment in time.
It exists.
It's a matter of destiny.
In the Aquila library.
No, it's on YouTube.
Is it?
Probably find
it's
it,
on
yeah.
YouTube.
Okay,
everything's
the
on
slow
YouTube.
Slow motion Gretzky practice skating shots. And, oh, man.
We need to break.
The hair
Thanks
flow.
For the questions, folks, and the trip down memory lane. We'll continue that next hour. We got Donnie Hewitt coming up, our NFL insider Torrey Gurley, and NHL insider Rich Sutter on the other side of the break. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Wednesday morning, January 29th, on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Check out this loaded, certified pre-owned 2019 Chevy Impala. Its Capital GM buyback resale event price is only $21,215 plus tax. That's half price from its original MSRP. Or upgrade to the certified pre-owned 2019 GMC Acadia for just $31,882 plus tax. Happening for a limited time at Canada's largest certified pre-owned dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
A man's personality and character is exuded through his haircut. Your image is important. Our high-end services range from a traditional haircut and shave to gray blending, beard shaping, and unwanted hair removal. Located at 425 Victoria Avenue East, book your appointment online now at modernmen.ca or call Tammy 306-522-4111. Modern Men, a haircut for the modern man.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.